Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Hey, evening, Will.
How are you doing?
Fabulous, fabulous. Will, I've brought for you today some American-style pancakes, because guess where I've just been on holiday, Will?
Go on.
America,
yay! I tell you what, you do well to get there and back in a week.
Well, you know, keep us on our toes. But had a fantastic holiday, and one of the things I saw while I was over there was these big American pancakes. But they make them like, they're like giant plates. They're
well, they
huge.
Love the food over there, don't they? I mean, oh, I bet you loved it.
I loved it, but I found the portions too big. Mm. But what I've done with this recipe, and it, you know, it's a very basic recipe. It's American style pancakes. So you make it using some Yorkshire free range eggs. We've got some self-raising flour, bicarb of soda, milk and butter. Melted butter goes inside to make them. And then you let them sort of prove up a little bit, and then you pour them into a pan, a pancake pan if you have, with a bit of melted butter, and you make little pancakes. And the idea is you can stack them up as a big tower, or you can make great big ones like they do in America, and they sort of puff up and they're nice and light, and they're a bit different, aren't they, really?
And talk to me about flipping them then.
Well, with these little ones, they're not, you know, the
yeah,
sort of thing
yeah,
you can
I know
flip
what you mean, yeah.
particularly well. So I just used a fish slice to turn them over. But with the ordinary pancakes, you can have a bit of fun there flipping them. And when I was a kid, Will, my mum always used to say, if you haven't eaten your pancake by the time the next one comes round, she'd make them. And we three sisters, me and my two sisters, would be sat there. And if we hadn't finished our pancake by the time the next one came, we got our nose blackened with soot from the fireplace.
Oh, really? Your mean mum.
Yeah, no, she wasn't. You just loved it. It's good fun. And I don't know if you've got a fireplace at home, that's a great
trick. Oh, certainly
trick.
Have. And and talk to me about what you've put on the top of these, because, you know, we've mentioned they're American pancakes. You've already mentioned how to get the pancakes, the smaller pancakes. But they're coated in something that is very, very tasty, Steph.
Yeah, well, we've coated them in maple syrup because that's sort of the classic way to eat them.
Absolutely. And they are very tasty. I've already scoffed two down in this little bit.
And some Yorkshire forced rhubarb, because now is the time, Will, for Yorkshire forced rhubarb. Yeah. And just to let you know as well, Will, on Pancake Day, I shall be flipping and tossing pancakes at the Fine Food North, which is here in Harrogate. And I'll be doing that along with this Jay Rayner going to be there. There's all sorts of people there. Lots of Yorkshire, deliciously Yorkshire food producers will be there. So come along and have a look.
So that's on Pancake Day itself. Do you want to know where I'll be on Pancake Day?
Yeah, go on, Will, tell us.
I'm always with Bernard Bateman in Ripon. Oh. So yes, I always take part in the Ripon Pancake Day race. It's a very traditional Pancake Day race. A lot of the Ripon dignitaries are there.
Fantastic.
Starts outside the cathedral. There's all the kids, and we run from the cathedral down the street up towards the market square, and it's a proper race, and you've got to flip it in the air.
And how'd you get on?
I always do well. I always get a certificate every year. In fact, I've done it for the past 5 years now. It's a really, really fun occasion. So I always love Pancake Day, and I've always got to have them at home. Even Harry, my dog, is partial to a pancake as well.
Fantastic.
And of course, this year, Steph, it's going to be Pancake Day on the Tuesday, and then the Night of Love, Valentine's Night, on the Wednesday.
Well, absolutely.
So we've boxed off Pancake Day, but still to come tonight, we're going to be talking all about Valentine's Day, and we'll be hearing what Fillmore and Union are doing for Valentine's
Can't
as well.
Wait.
And also, Steph and myself are out together tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about that very shortly. Steph, for now, thank you very much.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.